They say slow and steady wins the race. And this couldn't be more true than in the sport of competitive ploughing, where tractor drivers are judged on their clean, straight lines in a paddock. Hello, I'm Larissa Smith, and I'm at Cressy in northeast Tasmania, where competitors are getting their tractors ready for a major competition, the state titles. There's no smart modern GPS systems or air-conditioned cabs to help them along the way. This is tractor driving done the old-fashioned way. And standing out from the crowd is Amanda Bales. She started competitive ploughing when she was just 16 and is the only female competitor lining up for today's competition. Take us back to the beginning. When did you really sink your teeth into this unusual sport?
Sinking teeth, I guess it was back in 2004 when I turned 16 and I was able to have a go on the tractor and plough my first plot. Before that, I'd been standing at the headlands putting my two bobs in judging. And before that, it was just attending ploughing matches with the family. So since 2004, plots have got a lot better. A lot of coaching along the way from the grandfather and dad and all the others that attend the match.
Just explain what you have to do and I guess the preparation that goes in before an event.
So the preparation beforehand is that you get your tractor and plough ready. I use a little Massey Ferguson 35 with a 2-furrow 12-inch plough behind. And we plough a half-acre plot, which is 20 metres by 100 metres. And you start off by doing an opening split, which you've got 20 minutes to do. And then the rest of the plot, you have 2 hours 40 to do. And you're judged on your straightness, your uniformity. Is there holes? Does it look good? Could you go and plant a crop in it? And if you don't finish within the 3 hours total, you will deduct some points there as well. So big incentive to finish in under 3 hours, otherwise an awesome plot can still put you on the bottom of the leaderboard.
Are there any particular bells and whistles with the tractor that you're using that helps you with your guidance? Can you do GPS or anything like that?
Nobody's able to use GPS. It's all by can you look down the three poles and get a nice straight start. And if you can get a nice straight start, you're pretty set for the rest of the plot.
So you need good eyesight to start with?
Yep, good eyesight to get the three poles in a row. Otherwise, you're correcting it the rest of the morning.
So are you constantly looking behind you? What are you looking for to ensure that your lines are straight and uniform?
Keeping sure that you're going down the paddock straight and, looking behind to check that the furrows are turning over as you want them to turn over. If not, that's when you do some adjustments to the plough and carry on and check it again in a minute and see how it's changed.
Does the soil type make a hell of a difference when you're doing this?
Lots of difference. If you've got a sandy one, it'll just flip over and you've really got to make sure that you've got your plough set right. And on the flip side, if you've got a really sticky clay, you need a little bit more speed to make sure that it doesn't stick to the boards. Otherwise, you spend half your time just cleaning the boards off.
Have you been bonked before?
I have. It's a little bit of put the revs down, change down a gear and hope you don't make too big a mess because chances are you'll get bogged there next time as well.
And everyone's watching.
Definitely. You can be doing everything perfect and nobody will be watching. But if you're doing something wrong, the whole crowd will be on you.
Are there many women in ploughing competitions?
Not so much in the competitions. I'm the only one on a tractor in the paddock. But all the support crew are women. We've got the ladies in the tent that supply us with our food. There's a couple that have had a crack at judging. And, the state and national secretary are both women. So it's not just male-dominated. It just seems to be male-dominated on the tractors.
Yeah. How big is this sport internationally?
It's pretty big internationally. In Australia, we've just got 3 states, Tas, Vic and New South Wales, competing. But overseas, the UK, Europe area, there's lots and lots of competitions.
So what's the incentive?
It's a lot of mateship. There's no big money in it. It's not, can you win a few $1,000s this weekend? It's enjoyment.
So I guess you could compare this to, say, the V8 supercars at Simmons Plains, except you're in a tractor.
Pretty well. It's just no speed. It's slow and steady wins the race, like the hare and the tortoise.